American and British diplomats and families are flying out of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, as Russian troops are not far away on the Ukrainian border. The U.S. is also sending more military aid to Ukraine as NATO bolsters its eastern front. Let's get the latest from Kyiv now, where we find Washington Post foreign correspondent Isabel Kershudian. Hi, Isabel.
Hi.
Now, you're the Moscow correspondent, but currently in Ukraine. Does it feel like Ukrainians are steeling themselves for war? What's the atmosphere?
You know, I was here last month, and at that point, I would have said that, you know, a lot of Ukrainians were pretty skeptical that a war was coming or an invasion was imminent. Now I think the mood has shifted a little bit. You still have the skeptics. You still have people who, you know, aren't panic buying, you know, water and non-perishable goods or anything like that. But then you have people who have started to talk about, well, if we were to have to evacuate, what would we do? Where would we go? Should we have a bag ready? I think those conversations are happening more and more, and you're starting to see people, you know, kind of get a little bit more nervous. But at the same time, you know, even Ukraine's president last week, when Secretary of State Antony Blinken was here, Volodymyr Zelensky, the president, gave an address on, you know, national television saying, don't panic, Ukrainians. We've been dealing with this for 8 years. And it was the same day Blinken said an attack could happen at any time. So I do think there's a little bit of a mix of emotions.
Yeah, well, I guess speaking of kind of messaging and the reality on the ground, the Ukrainian government does not seem very happy about the withdrawal of some diplomats. The government says the move is a premature one and an instance of excessive caution. What more have you learned from officials in Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something where officials here are worried that, you know, because Ukrainian citizens see diplomats leaving, you know, the Australian embassy is following suit. People are going to start really panicking. And I think, you know, that's what the Ukrainian government wants to avoid. And you see Europe taking a very different approach where, you know, France and Germany aren't doing that yet. And I think, you know, it's partially kind of the range of, you know, the U.S. and the U.K. especially have been a little bit more concerned and more vocal in saying that this is a very serious threat, that an invasion, you know, could be imminent. Whereas Europe has kind of taken a more cautious approach with all of that. And even the Ukrainians have been, you know, ones to kind of talk down the threat sometimes and say, you know, Russia could be bluffing. So I think that's how you're seeing everyone kind of react to this news. These are the positions they've had all along through this.
Mm-hmm. And how are people in Kyiv reacting to what President Biden is saying? As you know, last week he had to backpedal after saying he thinks that Putin will move in and suggested a minor incursion into Ukraine might be tolerated.
Yeah, well, officials in Ukraine were obviously not happy with that remark. And it went totally against, you know, kind of all of this messaging that the U.S. had, you know, really been pushing until that point, which was, it's going to be severe economic consequences, really, you know, unprecedented sanctions, so on and so forth. So I think everything since then, you know, since the minor incursion gaffe, if you will, has been more positive because, you know, there's been a lot of publicity around this military aid that's coming. You know, the Ukrainians are even holding a press conference for when all of the new weaponry arrives tomorrow morning. So, you know, I think from the Ukrainians' perspective, they didn't like that remark. It sent a pretty bad message in their minds to Russia. But the U.S. is still their biggest partner in all of this. So they can't be too upset.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the weekend, British intelligence said the Russians are plotting to install a pro-Russia leader in Ukraine. What has the Ukrainian reaction been to that?
So the guy who's mentioned as like the potential candidate to be pro-Russian leader, Muraev, he's not seen as a very influential or popular figure here. So at first it was a lot of skepticism, I would say. And, you know, maybe that the intelligence was premature, or that it just didn't really seem plausible if that's what Russia was really planning. However, you know, from the British point of view, it's that they want to kind of preempt any Russian attempts to say, oh, this was, you know, a revolution and, you know, people put this guy in themselves and we didn't get involved. Because we know that Russia has kind of done things, you know, through back corners like that before, particularly with, you know, the separatist conflicts in the Donbas region in Ukraine's east. So I think, you know, this is the UK trying to say, no, when you try to do this, we're going to be like, we said this was coming. But I would say people here kind of took it with a grain of salt, too.
Isabel Kershudian of The Washington Post, thanks again.
Thank you.